accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Well, welcome everybody tonight. Looks like we're starting out a little quiet in the chat room, but I'm sure that will pick up. We had a crazy weekend here this weekend.
Don't we always, boy Neil?
We had a house full this weekend.
Don't we always, boy Neil?
More so than not. I mean, it was rare we all got together, but it was really nice. There was no drama. There was no...
You know what? That's very
none
true.
None of that crap.
I was actually going to say something when we got back after the bar, but I was too tired.
No, it really was nice. It was a very stress-free, drama-free, busy, except at the bar.
On our side, it was drama-free.
We'll discuss, I guess, in the second half.
Yeah, we're going to hold on to that.
That drama.
I have such a rant.
That was a rant.
I have one for that. I'm going to go on one.
What was that on Family Guy? You know what grinds my gears? Are you going to do that, Master?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've never watched that. There's a cartoon Family Guy. You've watched it, sir.
I think I've watched it once.
One of the episodes was he got a TV show, and it was grinds my gears, and that's grinds my gears, like pisses me off.
I get it.
Duh. But anyway.
Duh.
It was really a great weekend. For those of us that joined us or heard about, we were at Envy Bar for a bar night Saturday night, which went wonderful. We had Shane down from Toronto, who is the...
Toronto, yes.
Mr. Bootblack, Northbound Leather, 2012.
Yeah, let's not say... what was I calling him yesterday? Oh, Black Eagle. Boot Black, and he's not.
No.
Oops. He's like, no, that guy.
I think they kind of have their own.
Yeah. Well, a lot of different do.
Yeah, I think they do. But anyway, and it was just a great night. I mean, there was a lot of fun at the bar. I mean, a little bit of disturbance, which we'll discuss. But, you know, it was neat. That was even all handled properly. It really was. So that went well.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I've been noticing lately, too, it's been a couple weeks since we've been getting together. It is really, I think, crazy how fast things are changing. And the tide has turned. I mean, I don't know how many of you all got to listen to or cared to listen to Obama's inauguration speech.
Yes, we did.
And it was a rare occasion because the inauguration was also on Martin Luther King Day. And, of course, you know Martin Luther King was a great civil rights activist. There's some things that a lot of people don't know about Martin Luther King. There was a gentleman, I forget his name, who was a Jewish gentleman that was basically... his second in command as far as in his leadership or his organization, and he was gay.
Wow.
And towards the end, before Martin Luther King got killed, it started coming out that this white man who also was Jewish was also gay, and Martin Luther King, it started really causing issues with some of the civil rights work that they were doing. Mainly because, I mean, even the blacks were prejudiced still at the time. And we'll talk a little bit about prejudice and all today against gays and lesbians. And he voluntarily stepped down from that position amongst Martin Luther King's regime. And Martin Luther King was quoted saying, "We will never forget you and we will never not proceed with the final thing," which he wanted civil rights for all. He wanted for blacks, and then he was going to go for gay and lesbian and everything, and Martin Luther King had been quoted doing that. And then, of course, he got shot and killed, so that never happened as far as his full dreams getting fulfilled. But it was neat because during this inauguration speech, being on Martin Luther King Day and being a Democrat or liberal down there, it was a great time to talk about civil rights. Then I thought it was wonderful when I turned it on to find out that Senator Charles Schumer from New York, was the one who was putting on or ran the whole inaugural events, which he happens to be a good friend of the gay and lesbian community. I've met him at a couple of events.
Somebody's saying, is it Martin Luther King or Martin Luther King Jr.?
Or Jr., yes. Actually. I know. But, I mean, I kind of assume that. A slave line. Excuse me, the educator. He had to correct me. That's okay, brother.
He was just making sure, actually.
Yes,
boy,
it was Martin Luther King Jr.
That's probably because of what you wanted to do to him earlier. So.
But anyway. Now I lost track of what I, oh. But so it became a lot about civil rights. And it just so smooth. And President Obama just so smoothly and simply just made that civil rights about to include gays and lesbians and transgenders. I thought it was neat with him, and it's something I remember when I first started doing civil rights work years ago, and you'll hear me, when you hear me talk a lot, I say civil rights. You never hear the word gay rights or lesbian rights or anything like that coming out of my mouth. And I remember when I first got involved in civil rights, that's what I always said. Yeah, I'm here to fight for gay rights. And I remember the first time a lady heard me say that, and Master and Sir have met her, Kitty Lambert, she just about choked me. And she said, Neil, if you're going to work with me, she says, the bottom line is we're fighting for civil rights. I never want to hear that gay word out of your mouth again. And she's a big bull dyke lesbian, as they know. I mean, you don't mess with Kitty.
And she wasn't saying it to be
nasty.
Gay.
She was being it because there was a time and place where not long ago we had to change that verbiage because we never were truly fighting for gay rights. All we want is the same civil rights just that
rights.
Everybody else
exactly.
got.
Just rights.
It weren't special rights. And being calling them gay rights, I think, made them sound like they were special rights that we deserve that other people don't. And that's not the case at all. So, hello, boy, Alex. I see you're in there
the
now,
coffee
too.
Kicked in. I have glitter upstairs, yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But the times are definitely changing. Some of you know, I mean, now it looks like Rhode Island is moving. It's taking the next step.
Yes, hopefully, isn't that awesome?
Hopefully this week gay marriage will also be in Rhode Island. I mean, since marriage equality passed in New York State, it just keeps jumping state to state. And no matter how they try to defeat it, you know, other than in some of the holdout states in the South, it's not going to be defeated.
Well, just here this week in Toronto,
yeah,
in Canada.
And that's an appointment in
Canada. Our new premier is a lesbian.
Yes.
Sucked in Rob Ford.
And yeah,
Neil actually made that point. He said earlier,
yeah,
he's such a cocksucker. Oh wait, he's not. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's such an asshole that now his kind of boss is kind of.
Because that's the next step up politically is a lesbian. I mean, because
well, Hillary will be in 4 years.
I know what it's been described to me is an equivalent to a premier up here in Canada is what we would call a governor in the United States.
Yeah.
And we don't have We don't have an openly gay or lesbian governor. We have openly gay and lesbian senators and congressmen and assemblyman and all this stuff, but never a governor yet.
No. Well, we have always been slightly ahead of
the
U.S.
I agree.
A lot of people kind of.
Definitely.
I think you've been questioned on this, excuse me, as well, Sir Mark, is people are like, well, why do you guys talk about, you know, the American politics? And I think we should kind of address this, a great time to do it. Realistically, we are connected. Our borders
are. Our politics follow each other.
They truly do.
Our economies follow. Our economy—they've proven the fact that our economies are now dependent on each other. Canada's success is the U.S.'s success, and vice versa. I mean, they're tied together, whether we like it or not.
But even if you look at a bigger picture, it's just not Canada and the U.S.
No, it's not.
What affects everybody because we're connected and so forth around and on your side, it all affects the rest of the world. And if we can be the leaders in educating and moving forward and being willing to make the change and stand up for human rights. And that's, I think it's an amazing thing. We may look as, you know, we talk really bad sometimes about the U.S. as bullies.
Oh, the pricks.
They're, you know, but you got to give them, again, the courage that somebody has to take the first step or to say, okay, this is not right. We can't with our falling apart ships and planes and so forth. So
quite honestly, Obama said it. You know, we're considered, you know, the most powerful country in the world, and we have to take a positive step forward. And he was saying all that in his speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought, in the back of my head, you know, yeah, we saw you stupids, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, you know what? He did absolutely amazing. He did not give a shit.
No, he really didn't.
He doesn't care. Yeah. He's elected for this term, and short of, you know, getting arrested or getting impeached, he's got it going. And he can now say, we were talking about when
but, you know,
and
I would say a lot, and this I want to give credit for, as far as President Obama goes, we have gobs to thank. Isn't Hillary, it's the vice president. Because you don't remember, but the vice president, you may remember or not, about 6 months ago when marriage equality was about to pass in New York, kind of put the president on the spot. Because he basically said, as far as I'm concerned, I stand for marriage equality, and I see where legally they should have no equal rights of anyone else. I don't really know what the president's stand on this issue is, though. He's kind of tipsy-turvy. And the press just flew to Obama and says, well, President Obama, we need your opinion on this. And he kind of thought and thought a while. And he actually took about a week, and then he came back out, and he actually thanked the vice president, says, you know I had to make a decision on this, and I've made my decision. And one of his speeches says, I also support marriage equality, and I cannot see any reason that they shouldn't have the same rights that every other couple has. Yeah. But the vice president was the one who pushed him over that edge. To make, not pushed him to say yes, but pushed him to make a decision and at least take a stand.
Boyneal, do you not think, though, that he kind of had to take that step back little bit before he was reelected?
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean,
but before his reelection, he took that stand,
he
which
did.
Was pretty amazing.
Did he take
did.
It as strongly as he
oh,
had
yes,
made
yes.
it?
Oh, yes, when he made that speech.
The summertime.
Yeah, it was during the summertime. Okay. When he made that speech, he just blasted it.
Yeah.
And everyone was waiting for Newt Gingrich and his whole crew and what's his face that was running against him, the Mormon, to just blast him on that, and they literally didn't. They knew it was not a subject to hit on.
Yeah, really.
But the times are turning. You know, there was recently, Newt Gingrich was one of them, and other Republicans are finally stating that, and I love this statement, and it was by, I forget his name, but he is the head of the Republican Party for the House of Representatives for. He's a majority leader for the House of Representatives for in Washington, D.C. And he said gay and lesbian issues are going to be really tough this year because, and I laughed because I was a part of getting marriage equality in New York, and we did it without money. We did it grassroots. It was people. We were in an organization that isn't even listed as a non-for-profit because we can't take any money in. It was called Outspoken for Equality. And that's how we got marriage equality passed. But he said the gays and lesbians right now are so strong and powerful and well lobbied and so well financed that we're not going to be able to fight them and them getting their rights anymore. And he's a Republican, a conservative. And I'm thinking he doesn't really know the case because we didn't do it and we're not doing it by money and dollars and cents because the economy's bad in the U.S. They're not great just like it is up here. It's very tough, and I've worked with organizations. There's no gay or lesbian organization I know of that's wealthy right now. Everybody's struggling, just like all Americans. We're part of America. America's economy's struggling, and they're all struggling.
Yeah.
But it's great we can get it done with people and voices and just being who we are. And that's a lot of my show is being who you are. Just be who you are, and people accept you. And if they don't like you, they can move up, move on. And
where are they going to go?
That's the whole case. They'd have nowhere to go. And now you're going to see something even neat, and I think this is great, and I'm looking forward to it. 2 weeks ago, one of the teams that made it to the Super Bowl.
Okay, you know what? Tease this, and then we're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll talk about it when you come back.
It's neat where you're going to see some gay rights being promoted in a very manly type, typical American area, and I think it's a cool thing. You'll have to watch the Super Bowl next week. Well, hopefully we'll see some of it. We're not going to be around, but...
Yes, I want to be back for Super Bowl.
Yeah, we should be.
Oh, we're going to be on here, but...
But it's great what's maybe happening during the Super Bowl, it looks like, so...
Okay, and on that note, we are going to...
Take a break.
Accepting ourselves. A place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.